Let's be real for a sec. Who hasn't fantasized about that perfect conservatory? You
Yeah.
know, sun-drenched, morning coffee, good book, no matter what the weather's doing
Yeah,
outside.
right.
But then, bam, reality check, scorching summers, freezing winters, and the never-ending cleaning.
It's a struggle.
Well, get ready to ditch those conservatory blues because today we're diving into the future of these spaces. We're talking cutting-edge glass tech that's going to change how you experience your home.
What's so cool is how these advancements take what we've always loved, that connection with nature, that open feeling, and make them actually livable year round.
Exactly. And we've got a case study from, get this, Shearwater Glass, their conservatory specialist. They feature a family, the Johnsons over in Surrey, who basically said bye-bye to their old conservatory woes with like a full-on high-tech makeover. Their story. Seriously, I'm taking notes.
It's a great example of this trend where people are like, wait, my conservatory can be so much more than just a seasonal room.
Right. I mean, picture it. Beautiful summer day, perfect for enjoying your morning coffee in the sunshine. Except, oh wait, it feels more like a sauna than a relaxing space.
Been there.
Well, that was the Johnsons before their big change.
And then there's trying to enjoy that same space on a freezing winter morning, even with the heater blasting, it's like being in a fancy greenhouse.
The struggle is real, but here's where it gets interesting. The Johnsons focused on transforming the core of their conservatory. The glass. And I'm not talking your average, everyday glass. This is next level stuff.
They went all out embracing this trifecta of innovation: Lowy glass, solar-controlled glass, and wait for it, self-cleaning glass.
Hold up. Self-cleaning, like something out of the Jetsons. That's a real thing.
It does sound almost too good to be true, right? But there's this special coating, and it actually uses sunlight to like break down dirt and grime.
Yeah.
Then when it rains, the water just sheets off, taking all the dirt with it. It's wild.
That's incredible. Okay, but back up a sec. Let's break down the other game changers. What exactly is low glass, and how does it stop those crazy conservatory temperature swings?
Imagine a thermos, but for your whole conservatory. Low glass basically slams the brakes on heat transfer. It reflects infrared radiation, which is, that invisible heat you feel from the sun. So it keeps the warmth in during winter and the intense heat out during summer.
No more conservatory sauna in July. Sign me up.
Exactly. And then we've got solar-controlled glass, which is all about taming those powerful sunbeams. It's like sunscreen, but for your conservatory.
So no more squinting to read on a sunny afternoon.
Exactly. It filters out the harshest parts of the sunlight, cuts down on glare, and prevents that oven effect. You still get all that beautiful natural light, but without sacrificing comfort.
This is starting to sound less like a conservatory
Yeah.
and more like my dream climate-controlled oasis. But did it actually work for the Johnsons?
They said it was a complete game changer. They went from barely using their conservatory to practically living in it. Morning coffee, relaxing evening with a book, it's all possible now.
That's what's so exciting. This isn't just about how it looks. It's about completely changing a space from being unusable for half the year into a true part of your home.
And let's not forget the practical stuff. Remember those sky-high energy bills we were talking
Oh,
about?
you mean the ones that make you want to cry every time you adjust the thermostat?
Exactly. The improved insulation from these glass technologies means you're not relying on your heating and cooling as much, which equals lower energy bills.
So not only are you more comfortable, but you're also saving money and reducing your carbon footprint. Talk about a win-win-win.
Absolutely. And if you're thinking about selling your home anytime soon, a stylish, functional conservatory is a huge selling point.
Totally. Buyers love extra living space, especially when they can imagine actually using it all year.
It's an investment that really pays off. Now, the Johnsons didn't stop at just the glass. They went for a complete conservatory roof replacement, and trust me, it's about to get even more interesting. There are some seriously cool options now, depending on your style.
Ooh, I love options. So, what were they choosing between?
Here.
What's hot in conservatory roofing these days?
Well, on one hand, there's the classic solid conservatory roof. Think tiles, maybe slates, often matching the existing roof for a really put-together look.
Now, I know what you're thinking. A solid roof sounds super cozy and energy efficient, but what about all that gorgeous natural light? No worries, we'll dive into that right after this. So, solid conservatory roofs, they sound incredibly cozy and energy efficient, but I bet some of you are like, hold on, doesn't that mean losing that light, airy feeling that makes a conservatory so special?
Right, you don't have to sacrifice light. These roofs can be designed with, say, skylights in strategic places or even glass panels. So you get, the best of both worlds. Excellent insulation plus that beautiful natural light.
The best of both worlds. That's what it's all about. Well, let's talk about those glass roofs for a minute, because there's something, I don't know, magical about being surrounded by glass, basking in the light.
Absolutely. Glass roofs really maximize that connection to the outdoors, like a seamless flow between your home and nature. And with, you know, all the new glass tech we talked about, that self-cleaning, solar control, you can soak up the sun without turning into a puddle or worrying about cleaning.
It's like having your own personal skylight haven. Okay, but here's the thing. I'm picturing weeks of construction chaos if I even think about a conservatory makeover.
Renovations can be daunting. But what if I told you that modern conservatory installations are designed to be surprisingly quick and painless?
Okay, now you've got my attention.
From what I've seen, most installations, even with a whole roof replacement, can be done in a few days, not weeks. And good companies like Shearwater, they really pride themselves on keeping the disruption to a minimum.
That is really reassuring because, you know, renovations can be a bit of a headache.
Totally. But finding experienced pros who can guide you through it, that's key. Speaking of guidance, I bet our listeners have questions. Luckily, Shearwater's case study anticipated that. They have a whole FAQ section.
Perfect. Let's dive in.
All right. First up, can this super high-tech glass be fitted to any conservatory?
So Shearwater says that in most cases, you can actually retrofit these glass options to existing frames.
That's good news. No need to start from scratch.
Exactly. You can upgrade without a full demolition. Music to any homeowner's ears. Okay, next, and this is a big one. How does the self-cleaning glass actually work? Is it magic?
Not magic, but close. It's a special coating on the glass, and it reacts with sunlight to break down dirt at a tiny microscopic level. Then when it rains, the water, instead of beating up, it sheets off, taking the dirt with it.
Like a built-in cleaning crew powered by the sun and rain. Seriously impressive.
Right. No more climbing ladders to scrub the roof, which is great for convenience and safety.
Speaking of weather, we have another very relevant question. Will this really work in my climate? What if it's not always sunny and rainy, like in Surrey?
That's smart to consider. The good news is these technologies, they're made to work in different climates. The self-cleaning, it still works even when it's not super sunny, and low glass helps with temperature all year, no matter where you live.
That's reassuring. Okay, last question from the FAQ, and it's probably on everyone's minds. Is it really worth investing in all of this?
Well, like any home improvement, it comes down to your own needs, priorities, and budget. But there are some really strong benefits to think about.
So for someone who's on the fence, what are the best arguments for giving their conservatory a high-tech upgrade?
I'd say it comes down to three things. First, just the pure comfort and enjoyment. Imagine having this space, this sanctuary where you can relax and connect with nature, regardless of the weather outside. That's huge.
Reclaiming that space from the elements, making it truly yours. What's the second factor?
The financial side. We talked about the potential energy savings, and that can really add up. Plus, a modern, functional conservatory, that's going to increase your home's value. It's a smart investment.
Good for your wallet, good for the planet with the energy efficiency. It's a win-win-win. Now, you mentioned a conservatory revolution before. What does that even mean?
It's not a revolution with, like, picket signs, more like a shift in how we see and use conservatories. It's realizing that these spaces, they can be so much more than just, you know, sunrooms or glorified greenhouses.
So less about protesting and more about a global aha moment.
Exactly. People are realizing they don't have to settle for a conservatory that's only usable a few months a year. With these new technologies and designs, they can create truly extraordinary spaces.
It's about maximizing your home's potential, creating a space that fits your life, whether it's a quiet coffee in the morning sun or a dinner party with rain on the glass roof.
Yes. Now, while we're talking about maximizing potential, let's get back to those roof replacements. We talked solid versus glass, but practically speaking, what should someone consider when choosing?
Good point. What are the deciding factors?
It really depends. Let's say you're in a climate with lots of rain or cold winters, and you really value that cozy, enclosed feel, plus energy efficiency. A solid roof with some well-placed skylights might be perfect. They're amazing at insulation.
So if you're going for that year-round retreat vibe, a solid roof is the way to go.
Exactly, like a warm, inviting cocoon. Plus, they tend to block out noise better than a fully glazed roof, which is great if you live in a busy area.
That makes sense. Now, if someone's all about that natural light, wants to feel truly connected to the outdoors, a glass roof is hard to beat.
No pun intended.
Maybe a little. But seriously, for maximizing natural light, Nothing beats a glass roof. That bright, airy feeling, it's what conservatories are known for.
Absolutely. And with the glass tick we talked about, you can still manage the temperature and prevent that oven effect. You get the abundance of light and a comfortable, controlled environment.
Best of both worlds again. Okay, but let's talk aesthetics. Practicality is important, but style matters too. How do you choose a roof that not only works well, but looks amazing with your home?
The classic form versus function debate.
Can the two get along when it comes to conservatory roofs?
They can. And that's where working with a good conservatory specialist is so valuable. They can help you navigate all the choices and find something that checks all the boxes: style, function, budget.
Conservatory matchmakers. But seriously, how do they approach matching a roof style to a home's architecture?
They just have this eye for design, a deep understanding of architectural styles. They'll look at your home's features, the landscape around it, your own preferences, and recommend something that looks like it belongs there.
So for a more traditional home, a solid roof with classic tiles might be the most harmonious choice, whereas a sleek glass roof could be perfect for a modern home.
Exactly. Creating a cohesive look that enhances the whole house.
This is making me want to design my own conservatory right now.
Me too. It's amazing how far things have come.
It really is. And it's thanks to companies like Shearwater who are pushing the boundaries and changing how we think about these spaces.
They're creating experiences, not just rooms.
Speaking of experiences, what is it about conservatories that make them such a special part of a home?
It's that feeling, you know, surrounded by natural light, immersed in nature, but still sheltered.
Yes. You get a front row seat to the changing seasons from the comfort of home.
Rain or shine, you're connected to the outdoors in a way that other rooms just can't replicate.
I'm ready to move into a conservatory.
Hi.
But seriously, imagine that morning coffee ritual, sunlight streaming in, birds singing. Or picture yourself curled up with a book on a rainy afternoon, raindrops on the glass.
Your own personal nature retreat at home.
Okay, before we get too carried away with conservatory daydreams, one more thing from the Shearwater case study. The financial side. They said these modern conservatories can actually increase your home's value, which is huge.
It's true. And it's not just a sales pitch. A well-designed, functional conservatory, that's a really desirable feature for buyers these days.
Why is that? What makes them so appealing?
Well, they add valuable square footage. And not just any square footage, but this bright, airy, flexible space.
It's like an extra living room, dining room, home office, all in one.
Exactly. And because they're designed to be comfortable all year round, they're an extension of the living space, not just a seasonal thing.
That makes sense. No one wants to pay extra for a room they can only use a few months a year. But year round, that's different.
Totally. And then there's that lifestyle aspect. Conservatories just have this appeal, this tranquility, this connection to nature that people love.
It's that indoor-outdoor living experience that's so popular now.
Right. And when you add in the energy efficiency, lower bills, smaller carbon footprint, it's a win for everyone.
Adding value in the most beautiful way possible. But with all these benefits, why aren't more people transforming their conservatories? What's holding them back?
That's a great question. It's probably a few things.
Like what?
Well, cost is a big one. Conservatory renovations, especially with new roofs and high-tech glass, it's an investment.
Home improvement doesn't come cheap. Especially when you're talking quality.
Right, and that upfront cost might seem scary, even if people get the long-term benefits.
Weighing priorities, right.
Exactly. Then there's the fear of the unknown. A lot of people might not even know about these new technologies, how much they can change up a conservatory.
They might be picturing those old, drafty conservatories, not realizing how far things have come.
It's like a whole hidden world. And if you've always associated conservatories with extreme temperatures and constant upkeep, it's understandable to think they're not practical.
It's about education, spreading the word that there are solutions now.
Absolutely. That's why case studies like this are so important, showing real-life examples of how these technologies can take a conservatory from barely usable to a year-round haven.
Show, don't tell. But even then, I bet some people hesitate because they're used to things as they are. The whole, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right. They might be content with their current conservatory, even if it's not perfect. They've adapted, found workarounds, and don't see the need for a big change.
But it sounds like they could be missing out on so much more.
Exactly. And that's what we want people to take away. Don't settle for just, okay. Explore the possibilities, embrace the innovation, and create a space that truly makes your life better.
Join the conservatory revolution. So while you're out there picturing your dream conservatory, maybe sipping some lemonade while the rain falls on that self-cleaning glass. We do want to give you some practical next steps. Shearwater had some good advice in their case study.
They were big on this. Talking to a specialist. Like, that's your first move, no matter what kind of conservatory makeover you're thinking about.
Your own personal conservatory guru. They can walk you through all the options. The different glass types, the roof options, the energy savings, and help you figure out what works for your home, your budget, your life.
Exactly. And they'll think about things you might not, which way your house faces, the trees around it, even your local climate, all to make sure you're maximizing comfort and efficiency year-round.
No more decision fatigue, no more feeling lost in the process. You've got an expert on your side.
Right. They can look at your current conservatory, talk about your vision, and give you advice that actually makes sense for you.
It's like turning a potentially scary project into something fun and collaborative.
Exactly. And that's what's so great about this whole conservatory revolution thing. There's no one size fits all. It's about you, your style, how you want to live in your home.
I love that. So if someone's feeling inspired and wants to take that first step toward their dream conservatory, what should they do?
Close your eyes for a sec. I'm serious. Picture your perfect conservatory experience. What do you see? Are you surrounded by plants, enjoying the sunrise with a cup of tea? Are you having a family get-together, all warm and cozy?
Ooh, I like where this is going. It's about that feeling, that connection you want to have with your conservatory.
Exactly. Once you've got that feeling, start gathering ideas. Look at magazines, browse online, even just walk around your neighborhood and see what catches your eye.
Don't be afraid to dream big. You might be surprised at what's possible now.
Exactly. This is about creating a space that you love, that adds to your life in a real way, a place to connect with nature, relax, or make memories with family and friends.
Beautifully said. Well, on that inspiring note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive into conservatory revolutions. It's been great exploring all these cool technologies and design ideas with you.
I've had a blast. And to everyone listening, we hope this has gotten you thinking differently about what your conservatory could be.
Remember, a little creativity, the right guidance and some inspiration, and you can turn that sometimes forgotten space into something really amazing.
A space that brings you joy, comfort, and connection for years to come.
Go forth and start your own conservatory revolution.